A Pennsylvania mom is suing TikTok. Her 10-year-old daughter died allegedly after doing a challenge on social media that encourages people to hold their breath or restrict their own breathing until they pass out. It's called the Blackout Challenge. Here's mom, Tawana Anderson.
It's time that these dangerous challenges come to an end, that other families don't experience the heartbreak we live every day.
Anderson found her daughter unconscious in her bedroom in early December. The girl died at the hospital 5 days later. Let's bring in Here and Now social media correspondent Femi Okay. She's host of The Stream on Al Jazeera. And Femi, do want to warn people that this is going to be a tough conversation for people to hear, but an important one, especially for parents here. So why don't we start with this wrongful death lawsuit? What kind of argument is the mom in this case making?
The mom is arguing with her lawyers that there was wrongful death. There's a products liability negligence against TikTok. They're holding the social media platform accountable for the death of 10-year-old Nyla Anderson, saying that their product, the TikTok platform, is defective and dangerous.
Nyla was described by her mom as happy, healthy, incredibly intelligent. She spoke three languages before she died. Here's the family's attorney, Jeffrey Goodman.
Nyla Anderson was sent a how-to video on how to asphyxiate yourself. She was sent this video by TikTok after TikTok identified through their algorithms that they thought this video was appropriate to send to a 10-year-old.
So just terrible that this happened, but describe what the challenge is, if you could. And how common is it that young kids are seeing these videos and then doing the challenge?
Absolutely. And just to explain what the lawyer actually just said, Jeffrey just said there, is that there is a page on TikTok called For You Page, and it curates videos that you might like to enjoy, you might like to follow. And all of those videos using an algorithm are sent to you as a TikTok user. So one of the videos that was sent to Nyla was the Blackout Challenge. There have been a number of youngsters who've died taking the Blackout Challenge, including one little boy in Colorado last August. And several challenges, and Peter, you and I have talked about this over the years, challenges where youngsters are doing things that are really dangerous. There's the fire mirror challenge, for instance, where you throw flammable liquid at a mirror and then you light it. Youngsters have injured themselves doing that. There's a Benadryl challenge where you drink enough Benadryl to hallucinate and then you film yourself. There's a NyQuil chicken cooking challenge where you cook chicken with NyQuil and then you eat it. I don't need to explain how dangerous that might be. And then the skull breaker challenge. These are just a few of them. You jump up in the air, people either side of you, knock your legs out from underneath you. Lots of children have injured themselves doing that. There are so many of these challenges online right now. And kids are doing them. They're thinking that they're playful. They're thinking they won't get hurt. I spoke to Dr. Faisha Bashola, who's a pediatrician psychiatrist. And she says with youngsters, they're still pruning, they're still maturing, their brains are still developing and making connections. So fitting in is more important than the danger of what they might be doing by taking on one of these challenges.
But, you know, I remember people doing the Blackout Challenge when I was a kid. And this was in the late 80s, early 90s. Yeah. And this was long before TikTok or any kind of social media was happening. So what is it that makes TikTok stand out enough to be the target of a lawsuit? Is it this algorithm that you were talking about?
The algorithm, the showing the videos to you and saying, these videos are literally for you. But TikTok pick up on the idea that you just mentioned there, Peter, that these challenges have been around for a long time. They called the Blackout Challenge a disturbing challenge, but it predates the platform and it has never been a TikTok trend. I'm looked into what are TikTok doing right now in terms of safeguarding youngsters. They've asked people, users, to report dangerous content. On the right side of every video, there's a little white arrow. You click on that arrow and you can report the video. They've also removed hashtags. But of course, that doesn't remove all of the dangerous videos. They're still out there.
They are out there. And as the parent of a teenager, it is very stressful to know that there's no way I'm going to know what the latest challenges until these kids are already doing them. So what do you think parents can do to protect their kids, their families?
So going back to Tawana Anderson, the mum that we heard at the very beginning when we started talking, she says, check your child's phone, know what they're looking at. And then the pediatrician psychiatrist, Dr. Faisha Bashola, she said, fill your child's day with healthy activities so that they're not bored. They use less social media. And also check yourself. Are you on social media all the time? Maybe you need to get off social media and then make sure that your youngster doesn't have a void where they can get themselves into mischief. And you may well just be saving them from harm and maybe something even worse than that.
My goodness. All right. Here and now, social media correspondent Femi OK, host of Al Jazeera's The Stream. Thank you for taking a look at this social media trend and all the trends that you talked to us about here. Thanks very much, Femi.
You're very welcome. This could be historic, Peter.